Israel News for April 16, 2024. Israel has still not responded to the unprecedented Iranian missile and drone attack on Saturday, although several government sources have said that a response was imminent, but that it would be coordinated with the U.S. The War Cabinet met yesterday to discuss response options. U.S. officials believe that Israel will respond in a limited fashion, by striking Iranian proxies in the region. According to a Wall Street Journal report, half of the ballistic missiles fired by Iran fell short of Israeli territory. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates shared intelligence with the U.S. that helped facilitate the interception of many missiles and drones, and Jordan allowed the U.S. to use its airspace to shoot down incoming threats. Jordan also allowed IDF jets to intercept Iranian missiles and drones over its territory. At least some of the ballistic missiles caused some damage to a C-130 military transport aircraft and some empty storage depots at the Nevatim Air Base in southern Israel. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is reportedly preparing new sanctions against Iran. France, Belgium, Germany and other countries summon their Iranian ambassadors to condemn the Iranian attack. The IDF continues to mount precision ground and air raids against Hamas terrorists in Gaza, resulting in the killing of terrorists and destruction of terror infrastructure. Meanwhile, humanitarian aid is flowing into Gaza. Negotiations for the release of the hostages are at a standstill, as Hamas continues to reject Israeli proposals while it waits to see if Israel will get into a war with Iran. Several rockets and drones were launched at northern Israel by Hezbollah today. Hezbollah said that it attacked an Iron Dome battery in the northern community of Beit Hillel using drones. Thanks for listening to the Israel AM News Summary. To receive the Israel AM News Summary directly in your inbox, subscribe at www.israelam.com.